this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome to another episode, ladies and shitheads, of Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is SkidRowStudios.com. You can reach us at 800-893-9562. Isn't that right, Alex?
Yes.
Yes.
You are correct.
Your mic's hot, Dan.
Your mic's hot, Dan.
Your mic's hot, Dan.
Oh, your mic's hot.
Oh, it's hot.
Hi, Jessica. Jessica from K-Rock's here.
What's up, guys?
She's a friend.
A friend.
She's a friend. Don't worry.
Friend, lover, not
of you,
but...
We have admirer. Criminal hygiene here today, so
what?
Let's play some tunes, and we'll get them the fuck in here and get that shit started, yeah? Let's do some All Them Witches and some Red Fang, and then we're going to hit it with the new criminal hygiene.
Child and a fragile.
Fuquay Law Center is who you want to call. If you've been arrested for a DUI, they will explore every fact of your case to get you the best possible outcome. Let them use their experience to fight your case through the legal system. Call Fuquay Law Center at 626-385-8840 for a free consultation or email them at their website at www.fuquay, that's FUQUA lawcenter.com. And welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan. How you guys doing?
Yeah, awesome.
Hey. We got Alex here and my friend Jessica over from K-Rock. How you doing?
Fabulous, as always. I want to talk to you. I have a bone to pick with you, though.
She's mad at me.
I'm mad at you right now.
We had a whole shift before this.
We had a whole shift
and
together.
Trust me, brother, I've had it up to here.
Really? What'd you say?
No,
what did you
nothing,
say?
It's nothing.
What did you do
I
to my
said?
Dan?
Dan was
Listen,
trying
he's
to.
Concerned.
No. Dan
what
was
did,
trying
what
to.
What did you do to my Dan?
You stop that, because Dan was trying to convince me to become a lesbian, just so that he could get an education on how they have sex. And I asked him, why not just look up a porn? He's like, no, I want to hear it coming from you.
Well, yeah, I would want the same. I would want the same thing too. Like,
well,
what's a real lesbian relationship
like? Word of mouth. Fuck that. Like, tell me what it really was. I just want to know. Did they just smash together? Is that what happens?
I don't
is that
know.
It?
I don't. I'm not a lesbian. I have no idea.
I know, but you're single. You have the freedom to go do that if you wanted to, and help me out on this.
Well, see, but the key part. Is
I can't
that
do this.
Really
I'm a guy. I can't
to.
Figure this out for myself.
Why don't you just make friends with an actual lesbian?
I have lesbian friends.
Well, ask them.
I'm not going to ask them. It's offensive.
Why do I have to be the one? I really don't like vaginas. They don't appeal to me
do you hear
at
this?
All.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't even appreciate it.
I don't.
I mean, like, being a girl, don't you think you can go down there and do business?
I mean,
I figure you'd be able to, like, do it right.
I think I would. Yeah, of course. Any female could kill because we know that anatomy,
well, don't you have
so
at
to
least,
speak. Just like how you would probably give an awesome blowjob, but are you going to blow a dude?
Probably not, but if I had to, yeah, I'm pretty sure I could do a goddamn good job.
See, but I don't feel like I have to go down on a lady or
scissor.
But
I'm just saying, wouldn't you just get, like, a sense of gratification just knowing, like, hey, I fucking nailed that. I mean, yeah, maybe it was unpleasant, but so is digging a ditch to put a sprinkler system in. It still waters your lawn.
See, I wouldn't do that either. Let that shit die out.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I just like dick.
Well, that made it simple.
Just to simplify it for you, I like dick and I like penetration. And I'm not going to go down on a chick just to satisfy your curiosity. Look up porn. It's
not,
everywhere.
It wasn't my curiosity personally. It was like for the greater good of mankind. Like, I'm down to share this. I'm the messiah.
Do you know how much pressure that is on me to be like the only one to educate you guys?
I'm sorry that conversation went that way. I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you.
Thank you, Dan.
I was just curious. And then I was curious why you wouldn't even consider it.
What would you consider being homosexual so that you can give me blowjob tips?
No.
Exactly. That's what you're asking me, the same thing.
I'm losing this, so we're going to play some music, and then we're going to bring Criminal Hygiene in here.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. This is A Pint of Cacophony. This is Sons of Huns.
Wow.
Yeah, Sons of Huns.
Solid.
It's solid.
Solid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here, wow. What are y'all doing in here?
We're smoking reefer, and you don't want no part of this shit.
You're smoking reefers?
Yeah, of course we are. Can't you smell it?
No, Sam. I can't.
Come on, Dewey. Join the party.
No, Dewey. You don't want this. Get out of here.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
Well, I'll get addicted to it or something?
It's not habit forming.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not going to make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better.
Sounds kind of expensive.
It's the cheapest drug there is.
Hmm.
You don't want it.
I think I kind of want it.
We'll be right back. Now, Mark, you're in the draw for the Harley-Davidson 883 Sportster. Now, listen, Mark, are you an AC/DC fan?
Yes.
Do you have a motorcycle license?
No, but I'll get one if I win it.
Okay, spell AC/DC.
A-D-A-C.
I'm going to ask you again.
Hang on.
How do you spell AC/DC?
A-D-A-C.
Mark.
One more time, Mark.
I'll tell
how
you
do
what,
you spell AC/DC?
I'll kill you in a minute. Marcus.
Yeah.
Mark.
Mark, yeah.
Yeah, say AC.
How do you spell AC?
Spell AC/DC.
How do you spell A? A-D-D-C. A. A-D-A-A. Oh, I'm getting this all wrong.
Mark, just spell A-C-D-C.
A-D-D-C.
Oh, you idiot, it's A-C-D-C.
A-C-A-C-D-C.
We'll be right back. the water's cold.
Hold on, let me turn around.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's poking me?
Hold on, sorry. You mind holding that up?
Yes.
Oh, here, I'll get underneath for you.
Thank you. Can you scrub that a little better, though?
God, you guys are so hygienic, it's criminal.
You want a Pepsi, kid? You're going to have to pay for it.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Pacinello, and who the fuck is criminal hygiene?
Skadoosh.
Yeah.
Skadoosh. I don't know.
Hello.
Who the fuck are you?
Hello,
yeah,
please.
Who the fuck
are
you?
In the words of Roger Daltrey, who the fuck are you?
I just blew your mind. You owe me it. You owe me.
Yeah, dude. That's true. John Leguizamo, ladies and gentlemen.
John Leguizamo was the clown in Spawn. That happened.
Holy shit.
His reaction.
That's right.
He also had a radio show.
He was fucking creepy.
Dude, he is damn good.
Probably should have been Danny DeVito. It was a budget thing. It should have been Danny DeVito. But they couldn't get him.
Then we would be called the Pecan Sandies at that point.
Oh, fuck.
All right, we're sitting here with Criminal Hygiene. We got Michael and Sean.
Hello.
The two Michaels and Sean. You guys seem to have a lot of alcohol in front of you.
What?
How's that going for you?
Better after we drink it all.
I'll tell you what.
I want to say good, but I don't know.
We're drunk.
Good now, bad later.
You're not 100% yet. All right.
We'll get you there.
We'll get you there.
All right.
Why don't you guys tell me how you guys became a band? How'd that all form out?
I'll step back for a sec.
I will.
Sean.
Hello.
I met Chili Ginger Mike on the internet in Santa Cruz.
Hey, it's auburn. My hair is auburn. It's a straight strawberry blonde.
Listen,
it's
red.
You look like a rodeo to
I
me.
Met him on I'll Craigslist when we were both living in Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh. So Craigslist.
And that's not even a joke.
I put a Craigslist.
Then we moved back
Craigslist
here.
For him specifically. I was like, hey, give me a Sean, a big like 6 foot.
Well,
footer.
You're not telling him the details is that it wasn't for a drummer. It was for a sex slave.
I was getting there, dude.
And he responded.
He was so good at first.
Now the truth comes out.
Only at first.
Before he started drinking, he was hard as a rock.
So anyways, we moved down here. We went to an Italian restaurant. Fiore was in there.
Yeah.
That's how you know. He's just
sitting there. Started band.
I ordered the chicken parmesan.
Parmesan.
That was the most memorable part.
And they didn't put the parmesan. I couldn't believe it. I was like... Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he was pissed, and I understood his pain, so we were friends after that.
That's beautiful.
That is rather beautiful.
It's not how the band started, but you can believe anything you want from there. That's a jumping start.
That's what the Billy Joel song's about.
Is it?
Yeah. Piano Man.
All right, why don't you tell us about
that? It's from an Italian restaurant.
Piece of shit.
Why don't you tell us about your withdrawn EP? We're playing that, all of it today.
Oh.
How did that come about? How'd the recording go? How long did it take you?
Can I see the notes here?
You guys have notes?
You're looking at notes about yourself?
No, I'm just looking at the
web. No, that was a playlist.
It's a really nice shade of bone white. I like the stock.
With John EP, a lot of those songs were written way before we recorded them. And so we recorded them in our house in Echo Park.
Uh-huh.
And produced it ourselves with our friend Brock. If he's listening, love you, dude.
Fuck off, Brock, you piece of shit.
Thanks for making the record, and it's still good.
And if he isn't listening, then let's all just say we saw his girlfriend's ass on Halloween.
What? We did?
I didn't. Fantastic.
That's a successful Halloween.
And good for you, man. You know, you deserve it.
Good for you.
So it happens when you're from Alabama.
You guys are known for your pretty crazy live shows. So what shows did you go to growing up? Like, who were you into? Well, who were you seeing, like, young ages?
From right to left, stage right?
Yeah.
Okay. A really memorable show was the Yes Reunion Tour 2004.
No shit,
dad.
Man.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's pretty
Jones Beach.
Cool.
That was my favorite concert of all time. And I don't know, that has nothing to do with rowdiness, but I was contact high at 10 years old.
Nice.
That's like I saw the Allman Brothers at the Greek.
No one
same thing.
Contact
like,
high. You
Steve Howe blew my mind, and that was it for me.
Right on, man. What about William?
What?
I mean, sorry, Michael.
What's wrong with you?
William.
Just called. There's only two names here.
That's
you can't remember?
That's easier.
I do have notes.
I can be whoever you want.
Hey, I was thinking about Donald Sterling. Tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us, Donald.
Sterling. What did you tell us?
Oh, my God. I'm going to look around my shoulder for a second. What am I saying? We were going to talk about the concert here?
Yeah.
The concert?
The younger concert.
My favorite show, yeah. Or like one that I liked in particular.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Oh, God. David Bowie.
You saw Bowie?
The Wilter in 2005. Macy Gray opened for him, and that changed my life.
Macy Gray? Really?
Macy Gray opened for David Bowie.
I haven't heard that name in years.
Crumble over some waterfalls. My heart was bleeding. It was beautiful.
I don't know what you're
talking. I'm David Bowie, though. That was the coolest thing I've seen.
That's badass, David Bowie.
Sean.
Well, my first show was Warped Tour 96. I was a little kid, and that was pretty sweet. X members played, saw NoFX, Bad Religion, went in a mosh pit and lost my shoe.
That's
I got Steve Caballero's autograph on my fucking size 5 Airwalk.
Yeah. You
it
haven't
was
been
awesome.
To Warped Tour unless you lost your shoe, I feel.
And this was before Warped Tour was like weird screamo bands. It was fucking NoFX and Bad Religion. It was awesome.
Right, man.
They had a vert ramp.
Shit.
I don't know.
Then they had Katy Perry.
That was at the Tacoma Dome.
From there.
They had Katy Perry?
Yeah, like.
Those tits.
Maybe like 5, 6 years ago, Katy Perry was on.
I can't believe it.
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
I wish she was there when I was there, except for she would have been like 9.
What did she do?
She probably performed.
Or was it legit?
Google that.
I didn't know Warped Tour still existed.
It does.
It's still happening. It's in. There's one in June.
And
June,
my little cousin.
Shit, we should try to get on that.
To take him. I was like, hell no.
Meet Katy Perry.
We should tell him we'll play for free. We never get our money anyway.
So me and Jessica were sitting at the Redwood earlier having dinner.
I love that place, but
they got a good grilled cheese.
Yeah,
you get that grilled cheese. Apparently,
you guys got banned there.
Well,
is this true?
Yeah. What?
Yes.
What
and
the
no.
fuck
Possibly.
Happened there?
So yeah, we kind of want to know what happened. We asked.
They
inquired.
Talk about
they didn't want to talk to us about it.
They probably just don't know. They probably banned a lot of people and just forgot about us.
A lot of people don't like us.
Well,
what happened at the Redwood?
We still got asked to play a show months later from that, and also it depends on who was working that night.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think there's certain
I don't
people
know.
There. Mostly the customers didn't like us. It wasn't really the bar.
The bar did kick us out.
Is it like families having dinner and you guys were just jamming?
Well, not families.
Well, I'll tell you, because I was watching it all from the drum kit.
yeah,
best seat in the house.
Not to say he was any more sober than anyone.
Yeah. Say what you want. But anyways, there was a table on the left, but it wasn't really a table. It wasn't bolted into. It was like a piece of wood on top of a barrel. Fiore, being the acrobatic stuntman that he is, he jumped onto the table.
I'm not at all.
He was a young ambassador in middle school.
This is when I was young and sprightly.
You should see his back bend.
Only a year ago.
So he jumped up on the table. It's not connected. And then
the shit just flipped upside down and there was this table full of girls there. Not that they were our friends. And no. So it was a girl full of strangers and a bunch of glass flew in the air, broke, cut them maybe.
No way.
And then so he fell on the ground. Strangers? I thought he was going to break his neck. So I thought he was going to break his neck. He still kept playing. And these girls were all fucking yelling at him and throwing the broken glass at him.
That's what you call sunset, Mike.
And then actually this was before Michael was in the band. This was James, our other friend James. James thought it'd be a good idea to smash the head of his bass through a painting on a wall.
Oh, those the fucking pirate ships.
The nice
ships
one
they
with
have
the fucking
up.
Mermaid.
Those are
that
expensive.
That big-titty mermaid. That's nice, dude.
I know the one with the net right by it.
I know what you're talking about.
If you watch 500 Days of Summer, you'll know.
You'll see the painting.
Before we were there.
They have karaoke at the Redwood in that movie, right?
Yeah. Fuck Zooey movie. Deschanel, that fucking bitch.
Oh, I would.
Bitch. I would. Those
we
eyes.
All would.
They go this way.
I hate Zooey Deschanel so much.
They look different ways, too?
Yeah. They go
what's
left and
that?
Right. Stage
what's
left,
that?
Stage right. A little too much.
You love to find girls with eyes that are chameleon.
They go crooked. I'm going to know. That's how it goes. You want to go left? You want to go right? Nah, I'm not going to let it go.
Anyway, long story right, short, man. We got banned from there.
Why don't we hear some more of your music, and we're going to come back. And
are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear the rest of the CD.
Talking.
Switch to 93.5.
Are you going
to
play that Dago's track before we get to talk in between? Because I'd love to talk about their track.
Dago's is coming up, and
right,
we can't
we'll
talk
that.
About it
we
later.
Can talk about that. Right.
We got something coming up.
Something?
Don't worry. Yeah, something for you guys. You're going to have fun. Don't worry about it.
Those guys are a bunch of guineas.
I can't believe.
Let's hit the music.
Well, what do you mean I can't take off my sweater? I'm hot!
Hey! This fucker's electrical.
but I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott!
God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God, and man creates dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs eat man, women inherit the earth.
Welcome to Criminal Hygiene.
That was Bye Bye by Criminal Hygiene. How you doing, guys? This is a Pint of Good Coffee.
Hello, please. What is song good. Sucks.
Song sucks. Which one? So terrible.
Which one do you all think right. I'm going
to
do?
These guys are all working on it. We got a game here. It's called What Would You Do for a Klondike Bar? And we
lots
actually
of stuff.
Fucking have a Klondike Bar here. It's kind of melted.
It's not kind of
melted.
It's 100% melted.
That's fine.
But we're going to have. What would you do for a Klondike Bar? All right, so we're going to have Michael, Michael, and Sean battle this out.
You know
out.
What I would do? I'd go buy them for $3.
We have
four six-pack of them.
Or you can win one right here for free.
There you go.
So you got two tasks. First task, let's keep this quick. You got to pick up Jessica in a bar, and she's sober. Give it a shot. Go ahead.
Wait, just talking?
Go first.
Yeah,
just talking. Yeah, this is round one. That's round two.
We're getting to round
two. We'll get to that.
Go, Michael. Go.
All right, pick her up. She's right there. Look at her. It's right. Okay.
Hey, do you like cheap beer?
That's terrible. Next.
Next.
Michael?
Michael, come on.
I got only one shot.
Sir?
All right, Sean, I'm counting on you because those
All right, come on, Sean. What would you do for a Klondike bar? All right.
Yo, baby, you ever had your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
Jesus Christ.
It's all in the eye contact, really.
And you guys can't see that fire right now.
All right, you have romantic. To pick one winner. Go ahead. You have to pick one.
I got
to
go with Sean.
All right, go ahead. Sean's got 1 point.
So one point.
Sense. Woo! I'm in that Klondike.
Right. Here's number two.
Going round for two. It from the beginning.
Jessica's leading this.
So round two, you guys have your songs in front of you. Out of the three songs that each of you were given, you have to pick one, and you have to sing it to us as if you were mid-climax. So sing me your chosen song
as if you were climaxing.
Jizzing your pants. Visual. What would you do
for a Work for me because I am.
All right, Michael, let's do
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Which one?
You.
Me?
I'm looking right at you.
Oh, shit.
So you're climaxing right now.
I'm going
to
drink
And first. You have to sing your song.
Oh, and you have to sing God. Your song while you're climaxing.
Go.
Right,
hit it, man.
Eileen, do you want me to come on you? Okay. I will come on Eileen. Yeah. I swear what he means. Yeah? Okay. At this moment, you mean everything. Lying. You. That's all I got.
All right. That's not bad. It's not bad.
Not bad.
That was a valiant attempt.
What do you got, sweet Mike?
Let's go ahead, Mike.
I'm a little bit more shy than he is.
Shy.
Hold on. Let me get my paper up.
What's your song, man?
Sound effects, too.
Excuse me. I haven't done this very many. Very many times.
Very many.
All right, let's hear
but
this
that's
song.
Not even me. Okay, if we're going to make this a threesome, then we would have asked you, Fior. So fuck off, you fucking piece of shit. All right? It's my alone time.
Always with the threesome.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Just beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky strong is your fight.
William Shatner.
It doesn't matter if you're strong or right.
Just
William
beat
Shatner
it.
Coming.
Just beat it.
That's how you sound.
Shut up!
Just beat it. Just beat it.
Thank you.
That was very Shatner-esque of you.
Ring, ring.
That was very spoken word.
Let's hear Sean.
And there was no orgasm in there whatsoever.
Spoken word.
Let's hear Sean.
All right, Sean.
It's hard for me to come while you're all looking at me, but...
that's what makes it sexy.
Well, I get stage fright.
It's hard for you to come when you have erectile dysfunction.
Erectile
Dude,
dysfunction.
Dude, I'm 93.
I tell you what. Hey, man.
All right, let's hear you. Let's hear
I tell you what.
All right, Sean.
I can't come listening to Tears for Fears. I just cry.
Do it!
Oh, tears. Michael, keep saying something sexy.
Oh my God.
You're doing it.
Oh,
you're just doing it.
He's
doing
my it. Man.
I love you.
He's my man. He's my man.
It's much too late to find.
He's my man.
All right, beautiful guys. What would you do
for a Klondike bar?
I'm a little terrified.
I feel like
you guys earned to at least split it. The messy mess of this melted
We're giving it to Sean anyways because he's huge
he
and deserves
it.
All right,
I'm the
Sean.
One here. I get the goddamn Klondike.
Real quick, anyway.
You guys wanted to talk about your friends, that Dagos. We're playing them,
yeah.
Right? We're going right into that. So
talking about is a little bit broad.
Those are some Italian wops. We like them.
We're gonna
womp down on them.
It's Vermont. I grew up with these guys. I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are some Long Island dudes.
Terrible people. Terrible.
Awesome people, but terrible. The Romanos are the key behind it. A bunch of WAP guineas. If I may say so.
From one WAP to another.
The WAPiest of WAP you'll ever see.
Their favorite place to eat is IWAP.
I mean, they are the dirtiest of WAPs, but make fantastic music. I don't know how Great family.
Also, I forgot
great
my family free really backpack at their house, too. And he owes me another backpack.
Grandma Romano makes the best homemade cheesecake you'll ever have in your life. Let's just go into that for a second. And then also the eggplant.
But I'm going to... That's amazing.
the music.
Their song on the split that we put out with them is much better than our track, so you should play it.
We are playing
it.
Both of them.
Just play theirs twice.
Theirs way better. Don't play ours. Theirs is way better.
I like it a lot.
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, oh, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Sound like Chewbacca taking a shit!
don't you ever talk about my dick without my permission!
The buildings are
Hygiene?
You said it two times. Come on, say it one more.
Criminal hygiene.
It's showtime.
Yeah, they call around.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Pacinello. You're listening to SkidwayStudios.com. We got Criminal Hygiene, and you're acting a goddamn fool of themselves.
They're hot messes right now.
Well, yeah, I know. Jesus Christ, guys. And on top of that,
baby, it's Monday night.
It is Monday night. And on top of that, they don't seem to believe me that the window between us and our engineer, Alex, is a one-way mirror, just like in an FBI interrogation room.
Exactly.
He can't see
one
you.
One side's a mirror, one side's
That's
a window.
That's not true. I think you're lying.
No, he's looking at himself.
You.
He's busy
over there. He can't see us. I talk to him in his headphones, and that's how it goes.
He looked directly at him. So if I stood up,
he'd be combing his hair.
I'm not going to see you, man.
Directly at my nutsack.
He can't see you. But while you guys figure that out.
Put your nutsack on the window.
No, don't do that.
I don't think it's true.
If you don't believe me, don't do that.
You don't need to do that, man.
You can see me.
Can you see him?
I can see you clearly. I can see you clearly.
That's a bluff.
All right, guys, where do we find your music? Can we find your tunes?
iTunes. And also,
how ominous is the fucking
what is this
the internet?
Just a Harry Potter soundtrack?
I feel ominous and I feel pensive.
It's Psycho. It's the soundtrack from Psycho.
This makes me want to drink less alcohol and smoke less weed. I don't like this.
Turn it up.
Crank that shit.
Let's get sober.
Hey, what's our final album in the left wing of Hogwarts?
Well, if you look it for them on Bandcamp, we'll post the link on our own website.
Or Bandcamp.
CriminalHygiene.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, you can find it Bandcamp.
Bandcamp or... Cultist Records or Summer Bummer Records.
Or Amazon.
Summer Bummer.
Amazon, yes, you could there.
Amazon, or you can find it on...
Band to the Bone blog. Hey, we got this blog where we interview people.
Spotify. You can follow on Spotify.
Spotify.
Is it on Spotify?
We got a silent album. Yeah. $20,000 coming our way.
Awesome. And your next show is the 30th this month, right?
Yes.
The Satellite Radio Show.
Twin Peaks. They're the other half of Band to the Bone.
Yes, Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. What's the website for Band to the Bone?
Bandtothebone.tumblr.com.
We interview bands for bands by bands, kind of thing.
Completely sober, no alcohol allowed.
I mean, while sober.
Why do I not believe that?
Because you're lying.
Yo, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, is this the other part of us hitting on you right now? Hey, don't even do this, girl.
Let's go back to go home with a drunk dude who doesn't have his keys.
Yo, twice a week.
This section within a section.
This
is better than one you had before.
Yeah, that would have won it for you.
Because that's real.
You fucked up.
Yeah, but we're also finishing
it. I get at least three times that I'm out, or at least maybe four. I'll say a lot of stuff. Usually what happens is my good looks and charm take over after a while. But not now.
She's laughing in your face.
I
know, it's true. That's what happens most nights. I mean, this is
nothing new.
You know,
we're used to this.
You know, don't take this personally, but one in a million right here. You know, I go out every night and I get turned down all the time. You can find our music at Before was the Dagos, a bunch of WAP guineas from Washington, D.C. /East Coast trash
is what you call it.
Trash.
East Coast
the song was
trash.
Cool, man. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. It's way better than the one we put on the splits. So it's good.
Raid's badass.
The violin is just right. Oh, Raid sucks.
Yeah, Raid's badass if you're fucking high on meth. Fucking.
What?
I am.
Well, catch these guys over at the Satellite on the 30th. We're going to say goodnight.
Or the 18th. Or the 18th. At the Kibitz Room is Ronnie and the limo drivers. Good friends of ours. You should go see
them. Every Canner's, right?
Yeah, they're our best fans in town.
From the OCs.
Ronnie and the Limo Drivers. It's a couple guys.
Some of them used to be
in the OCs. Some of them used to be in Rush.
Oh, well, yeah. Dude, you guys, what? One was in Robert Johnson. One was literally inside Robert Johnson. So, like, that's going to be
sick. He was at the crossroads with him.
Yeah, inside of him at the crossroads.
You know what the crossroads are? History lesson here.
Yeah, I know the crossroads. Don't you know the
classical music?
We have to start the music.
Louder than that
you can talk
music.
All you want. Tell us about the crossroads.
Classical music.
Thank you.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.